Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. Rod Hampton here with more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. And Juliana Smoke starts our preview for this week's stories.
Thanks, Rod. Coming up, we're going to learn about a ministry that is equipping Christians to engage and reach Muslims with the love of Jesus.
I'm John Graham, and with all the excitement of an A-list Hollywood action film, Beyond the Mask is coming soon to theaters on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later we'll talk with a young woman who shares her story of how God has worked in her life to become a missionary to a people group in Asia.
I'm Myrna Brown. How would you feel about seeing his face on your favorite can of soda? How Josh Wilson is using his new platform.
Also today, Annie Armstrong and Easter on our Missionary Moment. So stay where you are for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. This ministry helps Christians reach out in love to their Muslim neighbors with the story of the Crescent Project. Here's Juliana Smoke on Life with Purpose Radio.
Muslims are our neighbors, co-workers, and perhaps our family members. And 1.2 billion Muslims have not heard the message of Jesus. But how do we build bridges with Muslims in order to share the gospel? For over 20 years, the Crescent Project has been equipping and training Christians on how to reach Muslims with the gospel. Fawad Masri is the founder of the Crescent Project, and he joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Welcome.
Thank you for hosting me.
You began the Crescent Project out of a need you discovered while you were a Lebanese student studying in the United States.
Yes, many people have welcomed Muslims as their neighbors and fellow co-workers and citizens. But many times I discovered that they see them, they say hi to them, but they do not know how to connect with them and how to begin a conversation about Jesus. Mm-hmm. So many times Muslims live in America or live in Christian communities, but nobody is communicating with them.
Mm-hmm. What do you find stops Christians from engaging with Muslims and sharing their faith?
The first issue with Christians that we've noticed is most Christians we talk to, they think that a Muslim has already done their homework, that they've read the Bible, they've read the Quran. In reality, that's not the case. 8 out of 10 Muslims have never read the Quran. Majority of Muslims today have traditional information and maybe cultural information about the Christians. So they might think the Christians are bad, or no, the Christians are good. So you get a whole mix of what Muslims view us. And the second one is fear from offending them. And since September 11, there's fear that the Muslim we're talking to might be a terrorist or a sleeper cell. Or I was talking to an elder of a church. I said to him, you know, come join us, reach Muslims and share the gospel. He said, no, I don't want to share the gospel with Muslims because they might blow up. And that's not the case. Many times Muslims are interested to know about Jesus. Many times Muslims are interested to talk about God.
Right, right. And the Crescent Project helps to equip and train Christians and break down those barriers in order that we can share Christ with Muslims.
Yes, the best person to share the gospel with Muslims is you, the person who's meeting them, who's maybe next door, the person who maybe is working with them. So the key for us as a ministry is we believe we have a hope worth sharing, and we're asking the church to lock arms with us and tell Muslims about the hope that we have in Jesus.
That's right. That's right. And are you seeing more Muslims come to Jesus?
In the last 15 years, more Muslims have become followers of Jesus than the previous 1,400 years.
Wow.
The number one reason is they met an authentic Christian. They met a practicing Christian. Number two reason, they read the Bible in their own language. Number three reason is they saw a vision or a dream of Jesus. This is the time, if you want to say the John the Baptist call. Come, let's tell Muslims that Jesus has come to save them. So Crescent Project is rallying believers to say, let's get equipped and share the beauty of Christ. So we have training seminars, we have books, we have materials. My latest book is called Connecting with Muslims. There are other resources. But all these are tools to begin a conversation and how to end the conversation with a Muslim.
Mm. And tell me about the book, Connecting with Muslims, that you have written that helps provide practical ways that Christians can connect.
Our goal from Connecting with Muslims, our goal as a ministry, is to give Christians a toolbox. A toolbox usually have multiple tools. And the toolbox is to help Christians, as they take the initiative and talk to their Muslim friend, to know which tool to use and be able to build a bridge from Islam to Jesus.
How can we get more information on Crescent Project and get a copy of your book?
I really encourage our listeners to go to the website crescentproject.org Also, they can go to unlockthetruth.net. It has all our resources in electronic form. So if our listeners are interested in having it as an e-book or an audiobook, it's available on unlockthetruth.net. And if they would like a hard copy, they can get it from crescentproject.org.
And there's also a link on our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. We've been speaking with Fawad Masri, founder of the Crescent Project and author of Connecting with Muslims. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, Juliana. Great to be with you.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio. Here's what people are saying about Surge 150 Music Camp.
Music Camp or Surge 150 is one of the most amazing camps because you meet so many people and the music is just phenomenal.
It's definitely given me a stronger relationship with God. I definitely, for my age, I feel more mature as a Christian.
Music Camp is the highlight of my year.
Surge 150 Music Camp, June 16th through the 20th at Georgia Baptist Conference Center in Toccoa. Go to surge150.com for more information. Surge150.com. Thanks for listening each week to Life with Purpose Radio. Beyond the Mask is a new family film that brings history to life in a faith-filled adventure. And John Graham has the story from the film's producer, Chad Burns, on today's Culture Connection.
In a film that looks a bit like National Treasure meets Pirates of the Caribbean, Chad and Aaron Burns are about to release the first faith-oriented film in the adventure genre for 30 years. And Chad is here to join us to tell us all about Beyond the Mask. Chad, welcome to the program.
Hey, John. It's great to be here this morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And wow, I just watched the trailer for Beyond the Mask, and I have to say I am thrilled and excited. Tell me about the story.
The story Beyond the Mask is a story about a man who's seeking to clear his name. He has some major problems, and he's trying to overcome those. The story's occurring in the weeks that are leading up to the American Declaration for Independence, and there's mystery, there's romance, there's intrigue, there's action. It's just a great ride for the whole family.
You've got one extremely notable actor involved, John Rhys-Davies.
That's correct.
Known for Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and two of the Lord of the Rings films.
Really, we had a very deep bench, and the two, the protagonist and the heroine, and many of the folks have a fair bit of their own acting experience. They weren't necessarily in, Raiders of the Lost
Ark. Sure, sure.
But they've been in TV shows and other places, and this is that we really worked hard to raise the bar on the acting side and Beyond the Mask.
Well, from the look of the trailer, you guys have raised the bar in just about every category. You are blowing stuff up. There's gunfights and all kind of crazy stuff happening you don't typically see in your normal faith-based film. And I don't mean that as any kind of a slight, but typically budgets just don't tend to be there for that kind of things. How did you guys pull all that off?
We were blessed to have an army of volunteers that came and spent days, weeks, and in some cases months of their lives just pouring into this project. We built a 150-foot-long section of Philadelphia City Street on our back lot.
Wow.
And we built seven other sets as well. So you just, almost everything has to be constructed from scratch. The sounds, the ambiences.
Well, now, beyond just the artistry involved, there is a very meaningful message that this picture presents. What is your goal as far as for viewers to walk away with?
In the first part of the story, Will Reynolds is trying, is trying to fix himself through deception, and he is assuming false identities. He's doing all these things to try and impress a young lady. So when that deception mask crumbles, Will decides to try something else. He says, I'm going to be as good as I can possibly be, and I'm going to earn my way back in. And at first, that seems like a really good idea, but the core message of the Christian gospel is that our works can never be enough, and that it's in Christ's finished work, the only place that we can find a real resting point for our identity. And that's what happens in this story. It's in spite of his very best efforts, He stands in the wreckage of his best efforts, and he meets the grace of Christ. And there's this great line where it's said that, you know, love and redemption, they can't be earned. And it's so often, John, I think in our lives we make the mistake of wanting to require the people around us to earn our love, and it's been freely given to us through Christ and through His cross, His finished work on the cross.
It's outstanding, Chad. It looks phenomenal. I cannot wait to see it. How can folks get to see the film? What's the distribution?
Yeah, so John, that's really important. If you're out there and you are interested in seeing this movie, listen closely, because Beyond the Mask is not doing. It's doing a non-traditional release. It's called Theatrical On Demand. It's a cutting edge. It's a new release mechanism. And it's going to be in one night only in theaters all over the country. So the good news is that it's probably going to be in a theater close to you. But the thing to remember is you have to buy your tickets online, and you need to buy them in advance. And so what people can do is they can go to beyondthemaskmovie.com. And there's a button there that says Get Tickets. You can click on that, and then you can enter your zip code, and it'll pull up a map, and it'll show you a theater near you where you can see the movie.
Thank you so much for being on the program with us today.
John, thank you. And again, it's beyondthemaskmovie.com, and you can get your tickets or set up a showtime there. Thank you very much.
Until next time, this is John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
On Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living lives with purpose and carrying Christians around the world. And we hope that you are encouraged to live your life with purpose as you hear the stories. And you can share that with our community and connect with us here in Life with Purpose Radio. One way is with facebook.com/LWP Radio, or you can follow us on Twitter at LWP Radio. Our email works as well, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, our email address is stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And we love to read your comments, your questions, and if you have story suggestions, send those along to us as well. And our free book offer continues. It's the hardback devotional called Words of Life from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. And yes, it is absolutely free just by going to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Again, that's lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. It's just our way of saying thanks for being a listener to the program. Well, let's get back to our stories. Myrna?
Thanks, Rod. We enjoy listening to his music. How do you feel about seeing his face on your favorite can of soda? How Josh Wilson is using his new platform.
All right, thanks, Myrna. Also ahead, what does Easter, Woman's Missionary Union, and Annie Armstrong all have in common? Well, we'll find out together on today's Missionary Moment. But first, let's go to Ron Lawson. He's in the Life with Purpose radio studio for the story of Called to Missions.
Thanks, Rod. It is every church's desire to see their young people become the missionaries and leaders of the church in the future. And that takes intentional effort. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with a young missionary who from her earliest years has been taught how to be a missionary, no matter where God leads. Let's listen.
I'm on the phone today with Amanda Mellett, who is a native Georgian, but right now is on assignment with the International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention in California. Amanda, you have been what we call in Southern Baptist life a sojourner, meaning you've given 2 years of service in international missions. Amanda, thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Amanda, after graduating from college, you felt God calling you to work with a particular people group. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you've been doing for the past couple of years?
Yes. In 2012, I moved to East Asia, and I worked with one of the people groups over there. I was a student for 2 years, so I took all my language classes in a university where my people were, and then I would practice my language skills with them. We would just hang out on campus. I would eat all my meals with them. They would come over to my house. I would go into their dormitories just through the relationships that I built with them. I was able to let them know that I wanted to be their friend and to gain their trust, and over time I got to share the gospel with them for the first time. A lot of them had no idea who a God was that loved them. And so we started with the creation story and that He made everything and then that he made us in his image, and there's a reason that they're here on this earth.
That's good, and I know that that had a tremendous impact on them, and I just want to thank you for surrendering to that call and being there for those wonderful people who need to hear that great message. I'm sure it's been an amazing experience, and I'm sure that God will continue to give you exciting opportunities to serve him in missions. I'm interested in your story, the opportunities that you've had to learn about and to invest your life in missions. Can you tell our listeners how you've been influenced in your life towards becoming a missionary?
Yes, I grew up in a Southern Baptist church where missions education was a big deal. And so from a young age, from mission friends, I learned about other places around the world. And then in GAs is when I gave my life to Christ and when I got to memorize the Great Commission. And I realized that this whole global purpose includes me in it. Then I went on to ACT Teens, and I learned about prayer walking and just how prayer is such a key element to the foundation of the work around the world. I also got to go on my first international trip in high school. And so all of this time just being brought up in missions education and being shown why we go overseas. I also grew up going to Camp Pinnacle, which is the missions-focused girls camp in Georgia. It was just so cool to be able to be part of that and growing up and what I learned throughout the school year in my church through all the missions education. In the summertime, I got to meet real-life missionaries that really cared about our lives and wanted us to know that we were a vital part of missions around the world for right now. It's not just later in life, but now. And then in college, I worked at Camp Pinnacle all 4 summers, and it was just really cool to be able to pour into the campers as I used to be one and just to pour into them and let them know that this is for them now and that Jesus loves them now and he wants them to share his love with everyone at their schools and in their homes. And so all of that together is just a culmination of a lifetime of people pouring into me and then the Lord allowing me to pour into other people.
How wonderful. That's a great story, and it should attract the attention of every church leader who is listening, that the more we connect our young people with missions education, the more we open up their heart to God's call. Do you remember a specific time when God made it clear that he was leading you to become an international missionary?
Yes. I was in 7th grade. Which might sound a little young to some people, but I was at a conference. The people there asked us, they said, do you believe that this is for you? That are you a part of this? And if you are, you know, you can go back and talk to someone about this. And it was really real for me. It wasn't just a high at a youth conference, but it was a culmination of everything I had learned up to that point. And God was like, this is for you. I'm not leaving you out of this. You know, I want you to be part of this. And that next summer at camp, I was just really struggling if it really was for me or if I just thought, oh, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. And there were missionaries there that just really got to talk to me on the hike up Mount Pinnacle. They just encouraged me to follow the Lord and be obedient, even though it may not be something that other people would expect or want me to do, because God goes against the norm of what life is and what we think it should be. But, just to have that encouragement that summer was a big deal to me.
Amen. That's a wonderful story of God's call upon your life. And I'm wondering what advice you might have to help young people know more about serving Christ, and particularly helping these young people to know their opportunities to serve him in missions. How can they learn about that?
I think it's important to know the Bible and to know what Paul did and what other people did, and that when people heard, they automatically went and told others. You know, the woman at the well, she didn't wait to go tell people after a seminary degree. You know, she went and fled to her home. She went back and told people, when the Lord's really transformed your life, he's going to be someone you talk about. And it's a natural thing. It's not hard. I think it's important to understand why we go. It's not a glorified vacation. It's not just a fun trip, even though, you know, the Lord is fun and we can have fun sharing him.
Mm-hmm.
And just to know what Southern Baptist Life can offer. You know, there's trips through the North American Mission Board and IMB, and just to have the resources and the knowledge to go and to not be afraid to go. It's not scary. And even just right now, the Lord is bringing the nations to America like crazy. And so we don't even have to get on a Delta flight across the ocean anymore. But just to be aware of the opportunities he gives us and to take the opportunities just to share him.
Well, I want to thank you, Amanda, because God presented opportunities before you, and you accepted those opportunities as God's specific call to you to enter into international mission work. And we're so grateful for that. We respect you highly for that and want to assure you that we're praying for you as you serve the Lord among this people group. Thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you.
For more information on mission education and Camp Pinnacle, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Christian artist Josh Wilson is a Songwriter of the Year award winner at an early stage in his music career, but not all as joyous as you might think. There's a theme running through his latest CD, and Murda Brown lets us hear his story now on Life with Purpose Radio.
Creating the sound of a heartbeat, like the drum beat to a song.
Josh Wilson is a singer-songwriter and musician with a new album and an exciting new platform. And joining us now on Life with Purpose Radio is Josh Wilson. Hi, Josh.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
It is our pleasure, and we're going to talk about that new album in a second. The first thing I want to talk about is this new platform. We're going to see you on cans everywhere, right?
Yeah, about 3 million Pepsi cans, Diet Pepsi.
How did this come about?
Pepsi has given myself and a few other artists a chance to be on cans, and so they, sure enough, there's a photo of me, and it's really cool because there's also a link where there's a free song download. What I love about it is that people who may have never heard my music, you know, maybe they're drinking a can of Diet Pepsi and they see my name on there and they're able to download a song. It's just kind of a cool way to get in the hands, literally, of people who would never hear my music otherwise. So I'm very, very grateful that Pepsi chose me for this. It's a great honor.
What do you want to happen as a result of this enormous platform?
Someone who may have never stepped foot in a church or heard who Jesus is or heard the story of the gospel, here they are with an opportunity to download a song, and the song is Carry Me.
I try to catch my breath. It hasn't happened yet. I'm wide awake in the middle of the night, scared to death. So I pray, God, would you make this stop? Father, please hold on to me. You're all I've got. Your solid ground, the only way you're ever gonna make it out is if you carry me, carry me, carry me now. God, carry me, carry me, carry me now.
And the song is a declaration of how much I need Jesus. And my hope and my prayer is that as they listen to that song, they realize that we all need Jesus, and maybe it causes them to do a little more digging. Maybe they listen to some more of my music. And you know, all of my songs are through the lens of the Christian worldview, and they all sort of declare the glory of God and our great need for Him. It would be great to get a new fan. I mean, that's a nice, fun byproduct, but ultimately it's cool to be able to find a new audience who wouldn't otherwise step foot in a church.
Absolutely. You mentioned Carry Me, which is one of the songs that people can download. That is the name of your new album.
It is. That's the name of my most recent album that's currently released. The book of Colossians says that Jesus Christ is holding the universe together. In Him, all things hold together. And that is the theme of the record.
Tell us about the scares that you've had as of late. Mm-hmm. and how the Lord is carrying you.
2 years ago, I began to experience pretty severe panic attacks that came out of nowhere. I didn't know what caused them, and I didn't know how to fix them. I was having chest and shoulder pain. I was having trouble breathing, blacking out. Numbness in my hands and feet, and I actually went to the emergency room, and the doctor said, yeah, this is a panic attack. At one point, I thought I was going to maybe have to stop playing music because I could barely leave my house, much less hop on an airplane and go play a concert. And these last 2 years have been a testament to God's grace in carrying me through this. And to this day, I still deal with anxiety. I think I probably always will, but it's just a reminder to me that I'm not the one in control, and that's a good thing. I'm in God's hands. And so it's exciting because I'm now working on a new album. The name is not completely decided yet, but my working title is That Was Then, This Is Now. It's a testimony of who I am in Christ, the fact that He's the one that's sustaining me, and that my past failures and struggles and sins, they don't define who I am as a believer in Jesus Christ. The cry of that song was, Jesus, carry me. And He has, and He is, and He will. And He's always faithful to that promise. I can't wait for people to hear this new music.
Oh, we can't wait either. And I thought about something. You said, you know, I'll probably always have to deal with anxiety. God hasn't taken that away. And then it reminded me of Paul. God's grace is sufficient, and how Paul dealt with that thorn in the flesh. God didn't take it away, but his grace was sufficient, is sufficient. And that's what I thought about as I heard your testimony.
We all have that thing that we wish God would take away, and maybe he will, but maybe he won't. And that gives us an opportunity not to boast in our own abilities, but to boast in Christ and to say his grace is sufficient for me. And those of you who are listening, I don't know what it is you're dealing with. Maybe it is anxiety, maybe it's depression, or just relationship struggles. I don't know what you're dealing with, but I can attest to the fact that while God might not completely take that away, he will certainly be faithful to carry you and be with you in the middle of that.
That's so good. Thank you for that encouragement. We appreciate that. Josh Wilson, it is always a pleasure to speak with you.
Absolutely. Well, God bless you. Thanks for what you're doing. And you guys keep listening to this great station.
Woohoo! And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment tells the story of Annie Armstrong as it began in Baltimore here on Life with Purpose Radio.
Sometimes church planters say they're in the business of starting something from nothing.
But that's not really true. We're able to do missions today because of the generations who came before us.
We Southern Baptists are all part of a family tree.
In Baltimore, those roots go back to at least 1850. That's when Annie Armstrong was born.
Right down the street from our church plant, that's where Miss Annie lived and worked.
She didn't invent Southern Baptist missions, but she did change how we do missions.
Baltimore is where Annie led the way in forming the Women's Missionary Union.
It's where she helped launch the offering that funds Southern Baptist mission work around the world.
And it's also where she helped launch the offering that funds Southern Baptist mission work inside North America.
Now, the Annie Armstrong Easter offering helps put people like me on the mission field.
I'm a descendant of Annie Armstrong.
And you are too. You don't have to live in Baltimore to be part of her family.
If you're Southern Baptist and you're praying, giving, going so that others might know Jesus, you're on that family tree.
Annie Armstrong built something big for future generations.
And now God wants to use us to do the same thing. It's up to me and my generation to do whatever it takes.
Just like Annie.
For more information about North American and international missionaries, head to lifewithpurposeradio.com and follow the links under today's program date. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As we heard about the Crescent Project, Beyond the Mask movie, Called to Missions, Josh Wilson, and the story of Annie Armstrong Easter Offering. We'll see you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.